Although some have noted that higher education is embedded in a culture of openness, in some cases it seems that we're encountering a culture that makes open content adoption challenging. What are those challenges? What about that culture presents a barrier to adoption, and what can be done to address these?
There's this phrase that's often misattributed to Gandhi that says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And in open educational resources, we're starting to get to the then they fight you stage, because the power of this stuff is finally becoming appreciated, that it really is better if I'm giving students educational materials, I don't have to put restrictions on the way they can share them. Or the fact that people can take educational materials and remix them and build on them and just make it greater for everybody. And there are a lot of powerful interests that are against that. That also has to do with educational technology, because a lot of that material is getting put out inside of closed up learning management systems, ways that make it really easy to track and control and mitigating and sharing. And I think it really comes down to faculty and others in the university trying to ask themselves, what's the university actually about? And the more you start seeing yourselves as consumers of educational materials, and the more you buy into the language that there's this thing called content, which is meant to be licensed and marketed and packaged and things, I think the weaker the university becomes as an idea.